It is day number 10 of 50 Days of Transformation, and today we're going to get grounded. Grounding is also known as earthing, and it's the way we can get our bodies and get into our bodies and get connected within ourselves. It can seem as a form of meditation, but it's actually more than that. It balances out the human's energetic field, known as our aura, and it keeps negative energies from entering the field and corrupting our thoughts and eventually affecting the kinds of actions and direction that we take in our lives. Over time, humans have had less and less interaction with the outdoors. Our ancestors, they walked barefoot and they slept on the ground and, you know, they had a thin layer of animal hide on them. Today, we walk with our feet cushioned in shoes and we sleep in beds and we live in houses. While life has gotten more comfortable over the past years, chronic diseases and immune disorders and inflammation in the body have increased rapidly. Some research has been suggesting that a lack of grounding could be exactly why our health is declining. I don't need the research to tell me that. Spirit tells me that every day. Studies show that connecting your body with Earth's electrons has so many health benefits. You know, earthing can improve sleep, it can decrease stress, it can improve your well-being. It just can really ground you and center you in your life. So if you want to find a quiet, natural outdoor environment today to perform a grounding exercise, that's the most perfect thing you can do. In your backyard, a park, anywhere that's quiet and peaceful. Stand barefoot in the grass or natural soil and take some time to really take a deep breath and go within. Earthing is a way of bringing the focus back to your physical body. And it's just this immediate connection with the environment. It can remove anxiety, depression, sickness, illness. You can practice earthing by standing bare feet or by laying in the grass and allowing your body to connect to Mother Earth. You should incorporate this in your routine as often as you can. Daily would be amazing. But if you can't do it daily, at least try and do it a few times a week, and especially today.